Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21 Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Tis indeed a scrubbing.
And we're together. We've been together the past 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. I've been gone. I'm a jet setter.
I know. My gosh. How do you do it?
I'm tired.
Yeah. Do you feel unsettled?
Yes. Yeah. My house is in disarray, but I've just been like, you know what? That feels like a problem for another month. Not another day, another month, because yeah. I got back from Cabo and I was sick. Like this weekend was the first time I started feeling like normal again. I was so run down.
I remember that.
Yeah.
It feels like a long time ago.
It was. It lasted for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. I'm going back to Mexico on Wednesday, so.
And then where from there?
Oh my gosh.
And then, I don't know, but I will be out of town the next weekend too, because it's Haley's birthday, but I don't know where we're going yet. But it'll be drivable.
You'll be back on Monday for the podcast.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes.
Great.
But anyways, all fun stuff. How are you?
You know, I'm good. I'm just, you know, doing the same thing. I have a new crystal that I've been putting against my heart. It's supposed to give me my modern woman mojo back. And I think it's working.
When did you lose the modern woman mojo?
I think the pandemic had a lot to do with it. Cause now that I'm like getting back into the swing of like work stuff, I'm kind of just like, am I still good at this? Like, am I doing the right thing? You know, E hasn't asked me back to do this award season. So that kind of threw me for a loop. I was like, do they hate me? Do I suck? Am I even good anymore? So all those thoughts are running through my head. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. Try taking a spin in this bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
But I have this crystal that it's not a crystal. It's more like a stone.
Okay.
It's more like a gem.
Okay. What kind of gem?
It's actually my personal
uncut gem.
No, but I have it downstairs. I'll show you. I have it in my kitchen.
And you just place it against your heart.
Place it against my heart.
And let all the modern woman.
Like basically just all the imposter syndrome thoughts just like go. Just like I watch them float away out of my body.
Do you think?
So I've been doing that in Wordle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Lots of productive.
That's a good combination. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything that's more productive in getting the modern woman mojo back.
Than Wordle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had my mojo. Remember when we used to talk mojo and then like, I feel like I would say I don't have my mojo and then it would like come back.
Do you have it right now?
No, like I don't think I do.
I don't think you do either.
No.
Yeah.
I haven't.
And I don't say that in like a mean way. I say that just coming from a place of just like.
Knowing me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feeling your energy.
But I don't know why I'm lacking my mojo.
That's the key. So you have to figure out where it's coming from.
Where the lack of mojo is coming
from. Yeah.
Have you tried going to Mexico a whole bunch of times? Because if that doesn't work, I don't know what would.
Well, I am trying that, but I don't know if it's
working
to bring my mojo back.
Have you tried holding a gem or a precious stone towards your...
I haven't done that, but, you know, I think there's
something... So you're not doing much, is
what you're
saying.
It's not being very productive, but it's like... I wish I could find the source of what it is. I think there's just a lot of like on social media and stuff, there's a lot of trying to keep up all the time. And then there's that balance of living your life without filming, like you have to document everything. And I think sometimes I struggle between that. And I think if I'm not getting, you know, there's certain things on Instagram where it's like you're losing followers or your engagement's low, which is dumb. I'm in the grand scheme of things, it's dumb, but it is part of my job. So there's a lot of pressure there. And I think like when you're not getting the attention that you used to get, this is part of the unhealthy part of social media to me. When you're not getting attention or validation that you're used to or that you have gotten, you start wondering like, what's wrong with me? Did I do something different? Is it just the Instagram algorithm? Like, what is it? So I don't know if that has to do with the big part. I mean, I'm sure that has to do with some of it.
For sure it has to do with some of it.
But I don't want to like relate my mojo to social media.
I know,
like,
I know.
So, but
it's
I hate
not,
that.
I don't think you're doing it. It's not like you're intentionally doing it. Or,
no, I'm
you
definitely
know, it's
not
like definitely something subconscious that's happening. Or there is something, you know, it's actually funny that you say that because I don't like, it's not, social media is not my job. It's part of my job, but it's not my job.
Yeah.
So I do look at the numbers and a friend of mine was actually asking me to send, she wanted to kind of look at my analytics because she's into all that stuff. So I just sent them to her. And I noticed on all my things, it was like negative, negative, negative. And I was like, oh my God. Like, oh. So so they don't want me back on the carpet. The people on Instagram, it's negative, negative, negative. And I went to like this dark hole and I was like, why am I letting these numbers? I was like, and she hit me back and she was like, this is what's happening right now with some algorithm or whatever. I don't really know, but I had to kind of shake that part off because I was like, it's to me, Instagram is a fun place. It's more of like a scrapbooky, Facebooky community type thing for me. And I want to keep it that way. So I had to like talk myself off a ledge, but I get that. If that was my like job and I was seeing that, I would spiral.
But I go back and forth because there's part of like majority of the time, I feel like I love social media and the community of it and the fun of it. But there is that other side that's like so far on the extreme that makes it not fun, you know? And so I've been navigating that, but I'm always navigating that. Like that is like consistently like swirling through my head. So I don't know if I can attribute that to my no mojo. I don't know.
You know what I think we need?
What?
A sexy photo shoot.
We've been talking about... I think a sexy photo shoot might make me so dark.
No.
That like,
no,
it like, makes my mojo crash
no,
and burn.
No, we prep for it. So it's like, okay, we put a date in the calendar. Let's say the photo shoot's May 1st. Okay? So we're going to do this photo shoot May 1st. And we have to like prep ourselves mentally, physically, emotionally. We'll get cute lingerie. We'll get a spray tan. We'll like go on a lot of runs. It'll be so cute. Prime mojo.
And we're just taking
crystals
them to look
on
at.
Our boobs. Huh?
We're just taking them like to look at for ourselves to give ourselves mojo.
Sure. Maybe we post them in the Facebook group.
Well, you could share them with your partners, couldn't you?
Or post them in the Facebook group. They'll be tasteful, honestly.
I don't find that my mojo
naughty
is,
ones.
I don't find that my mojo is lacking in my personal life. Like I feel like I'm very confident. Like 95P makes me feel very confident. Like that part of my life is very secure.
But mojo is all encompassing. It's not like secular.
No, I don't think that. I don't think that was it.
That's not what I'm looking at. Mojo is all encompassing. It is not linear.
Okay.
Does that work?
I think that works better than secular. So we'll take the win there.
Wait, hold on. This is such a sidebar. But the other day, the Wordle was saute. And I didn't know that that's how you spelled saute. And I was like, I don't even know what word this is. I was like, what's saute? Or like whatever.
What's saut?
Yeah, so I was like, what's saut? Googled it. And I was like, oh, okay.
Googled it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, saute. There's no accent over the E. Wow. Really screwed me. Anyways, back to our mojo.
There's not really much left to say.
Oh, well, the photo shoot.
Oh, so, okay. So we set a date in the calendar for me to basically get physically for us to get physically confident for a sexy photo shoot.
Yeah.
Would you take each other's photos? Is that the idea?
Or we could hire somebody. I have friends that could do it, would do it. Or each other's, whatever you're more comfortable
with. What friends do you have that would do that?
His name's Joel. His name's Flashpoint Photography. If you want to shout him out.
Well, he's amazing, but something about a stranger that I don't know well watching me in lingerie or gems on my boobs is not.
They're
really
going to be tasteful. They're not going to be trashy.
No, no, no. I totally believe.
So that my mind went to Joel because he's really good. He took the cutest photos of Sunny.
Yeah. very similar. Yeah. Subjects, but yes.
Or we could hire Joel.
Okay,
that's all I got.
Okay, so it's
or each other.
Yeah,
each other is good.
I do have a nice camera.
Oh, that's true, and you take good photos.
And like us doing, us taking them together would be weird. So like we don't need
to
have separate.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just like, yeah.
Could you imagine?
Tanya would be like trying to hug me and stuff. I'd be like, Tanya. It's just not the time.
Do we like that idea? You have to commit. If you commit to this, like we're committing to it.
So like regardless of how I feel on the day, whether I put in the work or not, I have to do it.
You're putting
I'm,
in the work. Like, no, but there's excuse.
No, I'm saying this is to hold me accountable. So like no matter what, I have to take the photos.
May 1st. I think May 1st is good because it's like basically here.
Okay. May
1st. It's 40 days.
That's good. Okay. That's 40 days. May 1st.
40 days from today.
May 1st. And whether I put in the work or not, I'm going to be taking sexy photos.
Correct.
Okay.
Are you committing to it?
Yes, I'll commit to it.
I'm putting it in my calendar. Let's just make sure May 1st isn't like a Tuesday or something.
It is a Sunday.
Do you know what else is like complicated sometimes? I don't know if you guys feel this. You know, I don't know if men feel this as much as women. You can chime in. And I don't even know if you feel this, but do you ever feel the like
Becca
pressures
photo shoot,
of,
in.
Thank you so much. Becca photo shoot. Not you. Just us. Just me. The pressure of getting older and navigating that fine line between like, it's such a privilege to grow old and get older. And also the stress and pressures to stay relevant and young.
Okay. So I don't feel that. The pressure to stay young, I don't care. I like my age and I'm happy to get
not
older.
Not the number of the age. I'm talking about like just like the physical, all the things that we associate with being young.
Yeah, no. But what I do feel the pressure of is the number and then like my eggs.
Okay. Yeah. Your fertility.
Correct.
So that's where that's like the stress of aging for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's more like vanity. Like it's like.
But you still look like you did like when you were 20, I think. No?
No, I don't feel that way, which it doesn't bother me necessarily. But I think there's like when you're constantly on social media and scrolling and like you're constantly feeling like you're trying to keep up with these like youth. There's like this. But then I don't want to be that person who's trying too hard. You know, it's like such a weird balance. And I saw this TikTok of this woman talking about it, and she was like doing her skincare routine and stuff, and she was just talking to the camera, and she's like, no one talks about this because we always try to celebrate getting older. And she's like, it is such a privilege to grow old, but it is so hard sometimes to navigate accepting that and also what societal pressures are with women getting older.
Right, like if you're gonna take a photo in a bathing suit like on a beach drinking like a pineapple out of a straw with like your crotch out, would you feel weird about that?
I think at any age I'd feel weird about that, but I get what you're saying. Like, but also just like there's this constant feeling of like straddling that line of being aging gracefully and also like not letting yourself go, whatever that means in your life or how you interpret that, but also being gracious about it. I don't know. It's
but
weird.
It's like, it's how you feel. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could be 45 and feel 25 and be like at the clubs and like, who cares? That's what you want to do.
Well, I do not feel 25.
Well, then that's fine. You don't have to go to the clubs.
I want to feel 25, but I'm like, all this traveling and like drinking, which I haven't even drank that much, but like, I feel like it's, you know, you're like trying to party with the kids, the young kids, and can't keep up anymore. You know?
Are you okay? Like, do we need to like have an intervention with Becca about aging?
I like, no, this isn't about you. This isn't,
you're
specifically
literally
about
32?
Aging.
I'm
33.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. But it's not so much about the number of 30. Like, I don't really feel the pressure of like society expectations where it comes to like marriage and having kids. Like, I don't really feel what you're feeling.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, you know, if I got them, I got them. The eggs.
The eggs. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But just in general, like more from a standpoint of men, do y'all deal with this at all?
Men.
Not in the same way. That's why I wasn't really weighing in, because I feel like women have it harder and differently than men do. Also, I've never been relevant. Even when I was 20, I was not particularly relevant. But
yeah, relevant's an interesting word choice.
I've never been relevant, a partier. Yeah. I've never been a fashion person. I've never been trendy in any way by anyone described that way. But I will say I love my job for the reason that it keeps me dialed into what's going on in music and movies and television. And I have my daughters, and that keeps me kind of cool with them a little bit. Mm-hmm. And they teach me stuff, and I teach them stuff. Like, hey, this is happening. They're like, oh, this is big right now. And I showed them Wordle for the first time, and they teach me phrases like bussin' and stuff like that. And then between my job and my daughters, I stay dialed into all that stuff, so I don't feel like I'm 100 years old, you know? And I like that. I think that's great. I think that's a great balance to have.
Yeah, Mark is the male ideal for me in terms of, you know, Mark's not ancient by any means, but like, you're quite a bit older than me. And I fantasize about being like Mark when I'm that age, because
thank you,
because he's not like riding by like on a skateboard going like, hey, what's
right,
you know,
right,
like, what's
right, up? Right,
but he's so dialed, he's much more dialed in than I am, and he's very like, but not like in a weird like try-hardy way. It's just, it feels very sincere and normal, and like, oh, you're just a cool dude. I don't know, with a breath of interest, and that's something that I aspire to.
Yeah.
Like the other day, and I can't remember, I wish I could remember what the phrase was, but one of my daughters said some young phrase to me, and I said the appropriate thing back, and her friend said to her, oh my God, my dad would have no idea what that means. I said, yes, yes, victory.
Victory.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
I think that's the line of not trying too hard, but also there's this part of me that's like, celebrate aging, like the things that come naturally with aging. And then there's the parts that's like, do what you want. Like, what makes you feel good? And it's this like battle sometimes.
So I've been trying to convince Red Star to wear baggier clothes. Like, I send him pictures of Justin Bieber all the time. And I'm like, baggy clothes are cool. Like, tight jeans for men, like, aren't it anymore, right? So I've been like doing this for a while. And we were at this store. We were like, it's like a athleisure store. And he found this like sweatsuit that he really liked. It was like just a baggy hoodie and like baggy sweats, and he was like, he tried it on, he was just like, this is the most comfortable thing I've ever put on. He bought it right then and there in the store and walked out with it, like cut the tags off at the front. And like walked out. But these pants are like flood pants, like they're, and he's always wears tight pants, so it's so jarring for me to see. And like, I want to ask him if I can post the video that I took on the Facebook group, because it's so funny, because it's just so not him, but he's so happy because they're so comfortable. But he was just like, I'm a 43-year-old attorney, like I can't be walking around in like, you know what I mean? But I was like, yes you can, because you're not, you're like young and hip and cool.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with embracing being a 43-year-old attorney.
Right.
That's
but
fine,
it's like,
too.
Right. It's a
fine
line.
He does wear tight pants. I always see his butt crack when he bends over. I'm always like, Robbie, I've seen too much of you. I've seen too much of your butt crack.
It's kind
of
like his signature. I like it, though.
Yeah, of course you do.
It's his calling card.
His butt crack is his signature.
Yeah. Yeah. His hands and his butt crack, the signature.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, thanks for letting me go on that rant. That's really all I have to say.
Well, no, I think it's important that you feel safe in this space to do that, because where else can you do it, you know?
Yeah, where else can I vulnerably share my insecurities?
Yeah.
But I do hope that people relate to this, because if not, then what's the point of vulnerability, you know, connecting with people?
Yeah, but I think it also frees you a little bit.
Yeah, but I could do it with my friends. Well, in a safe, like safe, not so public space.
The whole point
what does
of
that
being,
mean?
No, because the whole point of being vulnerable and sharing things is to relate to people who follow you. And when I said relevant, I meant like when I first came off The Bachelor, I was more relevant because that was the fresh season, you know? Now it's like that's way in my past and it's kind of like, you know, that's what I meant by relevancy, just to clear that up. Well, I've been relevant my whole life.
No, but then like we had an award-winning People's Choice Award-winning podcast. We're not anymore. It's just like, oh, yeah, it's just hit after hit after hit,
Tanya,
girl.
I'm
in it too, girl. It's in my head too. Let me tell you, I can put all the stones on my body right now.
So anyways, we're doing great over here.
Yeah,
like,
things
are
really good.
Your favorite podcast. We're thriving.
Thriving. Never been better.
Never been more confident.
Our wings are flying like a butterfly. Flies in the air, you know, just really doing good.
Wait, Tanya, I have a stone that I rub for good vibes. Can I share that with the group?
Yeah, which one is it?
It's you know, it's funny. It's a black opal, which if you've seen Uncut Gems, is the stone he has in the movie. Allison got this for me. It's a smaller one, but she got this black opal for me for Valentine's Day. And if you hold it outside, you can see like right through it, and it like really shows you the colors of the universe. And she gave it to me and she was like, this was a pain in the ass to get. And you know, there's some legality issues there, but, I do hold on to this thing and it gives me good vibes. And, you know, I get the stone thing now.
See?
So I just,
yeah, the stone thing's cool. They're so beautiful too. I love crystals and stones,
but like, so is a lot of things.
What? So is a lot of things. What?
Things are beautiful, but this has power.
You know what? Let's take this back. Crystals are cut from what appears to be ugly rocks. Just rocks. You would never look at them and think they're beautiful. And then you cut into them and you clean them, you cleanse them, you purify them. And they are some of the most beautiful sights you can see. And that's how we are as humans.
Oh, wow. She's going deep. Oh, here we go. Preach, sister.
You might look at someone and you don't see their beauty. You don't see their instant beauty. Maybe they're getting older. Maybe they're not feeling themselves.
Right.
But when you get to know them and
peel
see the
it
inside
back,
of
you clean
them,
it.
You could see the most beautiful person you've ever seen in your entire life.
Preach, sister. Wait, do you know what's so funny? I had this exact same like weird epiphany today in the parking garage. I was leaving the station. I actually took an Instagram video. I didn't post it because I was like, what the hell? All the lights were out in the parking structure. And so it was like really scary walking to my car because it was like all the lights were out. And I was like, wow, light is such an important thing in life. Like I'm sitting here walking through the darkness of this parking garage and I didn't know where I was going. I had to like... Thank God I had my phone that had the flashlight, which is light, and how important light is and how light beats the dark. And I'm having this whole like epiphany.
A sermon in your head.
In the parking garage. I'm not talking to my phone. Like, am I okay?
That's good. I mean, light is. It's vital. And darkness is vital too, because we have to sleep. The rest.
No, I don't consider sleep darkness. I consider sleep pretty light too. Brings me joy.
Okay, well, we switch gears to literal then figurative. Yeah. But I have another conversation starter that I would like for all of us to weigh in on. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Oh, wait, I have something funny to tell you too.
Okay, after the break, Tanya.
Fine.
All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Let me tell you about this social battery over here.
Yours?
Yes.
Tell me more.
It is drained.
Why?
Because I'm not giving myself enough Tanya time.
Oh, I know how important Tanya time is.
I'm not giving it to myself because I've been working a lot and I think I've just been overly social that I'm not factoring in the time I need just for myself.
Well, I also think it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially you, and especially with social gatherings picking up after winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I do think one of the things that has helped me with like setting boundaries of where I'm spending my energy has been therapy, and knowing how to, first of all, set the boundaries, and also knowing how to pay attention that when I'm feeling drained and I don't have capacity, that I can tap into a place where I have more to give.
And it's also built in you time.
Yes,
which
exactly.
Is very, very necessary. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing.
Okay, we're back. So mine, I don't know if this will be a conversation. Sometimes I start a conversation and you just stare at me and then I feel like I'm doing a monologue for a minute. So do you want to tell your story first or do I try to engage you in a conversation?
It depends on what it's about.
So,
but I'm happy to go either before or after, whatever. My story is short.
Okay, you start your story.
Okay. So I was watching Grey's Anatomy with Red Star.
Weird episode this week.
Super weird. So don't worry. I don't even think we should get it. I don't even know if we want to get into it because it was weird. But anyway, so I the episode ends and I leave the room to go take Sunny to go to the bathroom. And she was just being a hullabaloo in the backyard because of the wind. She didn't want to go to the bathroom. So I was like down there with her for a while, right? Like not just like 2 minutes. I was down there for at least like 10, 15 minutes. So I come back up and I get back in bed and he looks at me and he's like, what's the name of that show that's on after that? is on after Grey's Anatomy, and I was like, Station 19? He's like, yeah, should we watch that? And I was like, for six seasons, I've been fighting this freaking show. And because he was like, I like looked at him like he just said something really wrong. And he's like, what's wrong with this show? And I was like, they have been trying to get me as a Grey's Anatomy fan to watch this stinking show for 6 years. They do crossover episodes. The finale episode is a crossover episode. And I refuse, out of principle, I'm not watching your show that you're forcing me to watch because you think I'm going to like it because I like Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
He was like, well, it looks good. The people are like, you know, it looks good. And I was like, ugh.
I get your point and your frustration, but I don't really understand why both of y'all are so against
it's principle.
Station 19 it's because principle. It's like,
it is. And we get that on the Facebook group a lot. Like, you guys should really give that show a chance. It's really good. I'm sure it is, by the way. I'm sure that's a fine show.
But let me discover to watch that on my principle. Own. You know, like, yes. Let me do it on my own. Do not force feed it down my throat because you know what happens when somebody forces me to do something?
You don't want to do it.
No. Yeah. I'm a modern woman. I make my own choices. You don't force it.
We are
it.
Cancers and this is how we are. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Got
so
it.
So anyways, I just thought it was really funny because I was like, after 6 years of fighting it, I might have to watch it.
Because I really hope that happens for you and him. I'm not even opposed. I mean, once I have like some downtime where I'm sitting at home, like it definitely happens where I'm like, what do I do today? Starting Station 19 feels like it could be productive.
We just finished Love Island season 3 and I went on Instagram to see if all the couples in the final four are still together and not one of them is still together. And I'm annoyed now.
Oh, she doesn't believe in love anymore, you guys.
It hurt me, so.
Okay, well, my conversation is not related to this at all, but I'm curious, how do you differentiate your gut feelings, intuition versus paranoia?
Give me an example. Like,
oh, that's a good question.
Because I find that my gut feel like I'm telling you,
what's paranoia?
Where you're like making up things in your head, I guess, and convincing yourself that it's real, but it's not. You know, you don't have any like basis on it. You're just like paranoid that it's happening.
Okay.
And then your intuition's similar in a way. So for example, like if I'm watching, this is a dumb example, but when I watch The Bachelor, any reality TV show, I can immediately spot who, like I have an intuition about who is like gonna be good or like the villain or whatever. So with people, I have a really good intuition.
Okay.
So then paranoia is like me having this mental like breakdown that 95P was like cheating on me.
Did this happen?
This is real.
Oh, okay.
95P, not even cheating on me, like talking to someone else like behind my back. I guess that's a form of cheating. And then playing Dirty Little Secret when I gave the aux cord over. And then that was the first song 95P played. And I was like, you tell me I'm wrong. So then I express my paranoia. And 95P is like, are you mentally okay? And I was like, I have a really good intuition. And the conversation went south after that.
Did you have any
nothing,
facts?
Nothing.
Just a feeling.
I've just been feeling a little insecure.
But this goes... ties in with your mojo, your lack of mojo.
Okay, this actually ties back to the
insecurity breeds paranoia.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I gotta tell you something. If you're like, that's like me saying, I think I'm gonna get married tomorrow. Okay, well, this is weird. Let me know. I'm trying to like think of a comparison. But hold on, let me just
me
get
being
there.
Cheated on?
Let me just get there. Okay.
Let's let her get there. Always getting there is half the fun.
Yeah. Give me an analogy.
That's like me. Okay, that's like me going for a job, right?
Yes.
I'm interviewing for this job. I'm like really just like I really want this job. I've been praying for this job. It falls into my lap, and then I'm thinking about this job, and I get in my car, and I hear, "You got it. You got it. You got it." Bad. That Usher song. Or whatever.
Okay.
You got it. You got it.
That was like, so off key, but I figured out where you were going through.
I would take that as a sign that I got the job. Like, you got it. You got it. If I was really thinking about it. So I feel like there's something where you're having these thoughts about conversations happening behind your back, and then the song comes on as Dirty Little Secret, that to me feels like a sign. Not to be more paranoid to you.
Oh, so you're confirming my paranoia.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I believe in signs.
Okay, so that's where my whole question is. Where do you cross? Where's the line between paranoia and intuition?
How is that helpful, Tanya?
to be honest, I thought you were going in a different direction. So now I will be spiraling for the foreseeable future.
No, but you already did it. So here's the thing. You already shared your paranoia and it was shot down by 9to5P. So now you have to take their word for it.
After expressing my paranoia and 9to5P's response, I really... Those thoughts are gone.
Yeah.
But it did breed the question of where is the fine line between, if you really feel like you have a good intuition and gut feeling and you really trust your gut, then where do you draw the line of what paranoia feels like? You know what I'm saying?
Not to discount signs from that may manifest in different places, but I do think,
Watch out. Watch what you say, man.
I mean, I like that kind of thing too, but I think that paranoia starts to rear its ugly head once you're doing, oh God, there's a confirmation bias name for this, but like when you're looking for things and kind of cherry picking details to confirm what you're suspecting versus intuition is just an inexplicable feeling that may not have any evidence. Like, I don't think it's like, oh, a bird flew over me, therefore my mother's going to be in a car accident. Like, it's nothing like that. It's just like, I have a feeling something bad's happening. Allison has a really strong intuition and she's always right. So I always, whenever she's like, I think something's fishy about this, I always trust her because she's good that way. And it's just been proven to me too many times. But she's not like, you know what? There's this restaurant's checkerboard tablecloths. I think something, you know, a car's about to run through the door. Like, there's nothing like that.
Well, that's
a bit
of a stretch, wouldn't you say?
I mean, someone could say that about Usher saying you got it bad, and that means you got the job.
You got it. I'm just trying to think of a better song.
It's about a disease.
I was trying to think of a better song, so forgive me, but it was like,
it's not the song. The song's not the issue.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Anyways, Tanya,
we get what you're saying.
That's what I think. Intuition is a feeling, and then paranoia is where you're like looking for specific details to confirm. It's whatever
I think you need to know the difference between your gut and paranoia, because I do think they are separate things.
Yeah. Me too. But
where does
when
paranoia
you're thinking
come from,
about
then?
Them, they feel the same, essentially.
They can if it's something like that. Like you're being cheated on, they can definitely feel like the same thing. Yeah.
But I do like the part about like when you're searching for things to prove the paranoia.
Yeah, you can
that's
definitely
when
do
it
that.
Doesn't feel as like a peaceful intuition. Yeah. It's a little more like I'm forcing this.
Yeah, dark.
Okay.
Did that help you?
You didn't, but Easton and Mark did.
I think Easton can have this one.
Tanya did zero help, and now I feel like I just emailed into the podcast and got advice. But anyways, my thoughts...
I'm a one-stop shop, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you worry. I got you covered.
But
signs
I will say,
and all.
Jokes aside, even Tanya's analogy, I still don't feel that way. I just... It did make me think, like... It made me question my intuition because it was like, whoa, how do you know the difference between paranoia and intuition? It's a good conversation starter. Maybe people can start talking about it on the Facebook group or something, or message me about it since no one ever messages. No, I'm just kidding. People do message me. And, you know, I had some really thoughtful conversations this past week about our podcast last week with Colton. I had like really good dialogue, and I find that those conversations, even though... Like if people write me and they're like disappointed or want to talk about something or have questions about a choice that we made or a guest that we had on the podcast, I feel so much more, the conversations are so much more productive and respectful when they're one-on-one like that versus, you know, like a mass conversation starter on Instagram or Facebook or whatever it is. And so I really, to those who wrote me and had like respectable conversations, I do appreciate that because I think that's very important to recognize that a lot of times social media, we're taking in a lot of information. One person's opinion fuels a bigger reaction and then a bigger reaction. And then it gets to where you can't even converse with people. So
yeah,
I love those dialogues between people, even if we don't agree, like even if it kind of ends and it's like, you know, we didn't get to like a agreement. I do appreciate like dialogue.
Yeah.
Helps me grow. Helps you grow. Helps a wee grow.
I love that. I love that about you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of therapy.
Don't I know it?
I think we should be getting to email soon. Is that right?
Let's do
it.
Yeah,
I think we do a little ditty.
What's that?
An email?
Oh, a ditty. Okay. We're going to take a break and we'll be back with emails. All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at macys.com/giftfinder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. All right, you guys, we're back and we are actually going to do 2 emails today. It's your lucky day because obviously we are in the mood to give advice and good sound advice.
Yeah, I don't know. Mine might be rocky today, but it's fine. Bring it to me.
We get to prescribe a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Mark.
Yeah, and then when do we play Family Feud again?
Whenever you want.
I don't think.
You name it. You tell me.
I think maybe like once every other month.
Hannah can schedule it. Hannah can just decide when
to
do it.
Yeah, because I don't want to overkill. I don't want it to be like, too much, but it was fun.
Yeah. It was fun.
Some listeners were turned off by how competitive you two got.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we competitive that day?
They didn't like that side of you, especially Tanya.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw some feedback on that.
Wait, what are they? Where's the feedback?
I think it's the Facebook group.
The Facebook
group. Yeah,
because
they talk about Family Feud and they tag me, and then they'd say, like, Tanya was really oof, oof.
You know, the Facebook group can either bring you way up or it can bring you down.
That's the
real truth about the Facebook group. And we love it. We love opinions. We love conversations. But my God, if I'm going through it, I do not get on Facebook.
Yeah, it's true. It's funny because I always say I'm not competitive. And then like last week I got into a huge fight with Red Star over like the better apple.
Yeah, you're like weirdly competitive. Yeah. You're competitive in things that aren't
so silly.
Standard.
Yeah. Yeah.
The better apple?
Yeah, I like...
Like what flavor is
I
better?
Like Fuji apples and he likes Honeycrisp. And... Oh, we like fight about it all the time.
You two should break up now. There's no future.
No future. I know, but it was really funny because he was like, Easton actually hit me up and said that the Fuji won the Eastie Fruit of the Year in 2017. Mm. And I was
I think you guys presented that award that year.
I was like, has Honeycrisp won an Eastie? Yeah, I rest my case.
I'm a Granny Smith guy. Oh, I don't mind telling you.
Oh, man, that's a good apple.
Yeah, it's a damn fine. I got one in my bag right now. Can't wait.
Mm. All right, here we go. Apple pie. Is my
from McDonald's.
Yeah.
All right. This is from Anonymous, and she says, I'm 25, my boyfriend's 26. We've been together a year, and honestly, it's going so well, I can definitely see a future with him and want a future with him. Yeah. The only issue we have had lately is that we have completely different sexual histories. Oh. I know I really didn't need to share my prior experiences with my boyfriend, but I'm an open book and didn't feel the need to hide anything. My boyfriend's only been with a few partners, losing his virginity at 21. I've been with many sexual partners and lost my virginity at 16. Last night he told me he thinks my past is gross and that he doesn't know how we can get over it. My question is, how do my boyfriend and I move forward, and how do I get him to stop dwelling on the past?
First of all, I'm upset that he said your past is gross. That is so rude.
That's not
rude.
Helpful. That's not good dialogue. No.
Yeah.
Horrible dialogue. Horrible intro or outro to a conversation with your partner. So first of all, don't hear that. Don't accept that, because your past is what led you to where you are now. And that is the person, everything that's happened to you, whether it was related to sex or any experiences that have happened, have made you who you are, which is the person that he is dating and in a relationship with. So if he's not able to get past that, that is not your responsibility, because that sounds like something he's going to have to work with. He has the information. He can do what he wants with it, but you don't need to carry the guilt or the weight of his opinion of your past. And I am sorry that he's made you feel like you are gross for the choices you've made. And I don't like him personally.
Oh,
I don't like that he said that. I don't like that he made that comment. And I get he was probably hurt and upset and feeling insecure and he projected, but I hope that he learns how to communicate better.
Yeah. I think that's you hit the nail on the head, because I think I've been in that position. I remember when I was like newly sexing or having sex, and one of the guys that I dated had sex with like hundreds of girls. And I remember judging him too, being like, ew. And I didn't say like, ew, that's so gross. But for me, it was like, I had wanted somebody that had only been with the same amount. It's like people fear what they don't know. Do you know what I mean? So for me, in my mind, I was just like, that seems so foreign to me to have sex with hundreds of people. It's just like, yeah, you're just, I don't know. I can't, I've been in this guy's shoes. You know what I mean? Cause I feel like I have been with guys where I'm like, ew, I don't like that. But I've never verbalized it like that. Mm-hmm. And I just like more internalize it.
Yeah.
But I think it's just based on people. It's an insecurity thing, you know, like you fear what you don't know. I think you just need to explain to him like why you made those choices.
I don't think she just needs to.
Just none of his business. No.
I think he's insecure. No. I think his ego is hurt and he feels like inadequate. And I think the way that he could express it is, that kind of makes me feel insecure. Like, can we talk about
it
more?
Or like, I don't like the thought of you with other guys.
Yeah. I don't like I don't like thinking about that. Yeah. But that's not her responsibility for her to feel like she needs to apologize for it or, you know, coddle him. It's one thing to be sensitive to his insecurities and his feelings about it, but also know that it's not fair for you to take on this like shame and guilt about it either.
No, I agree. But it's probably comes from a place of like,
yeah, I think like anyone's ego. Personally, especially when I was a virgin, like dating someone who had been with multiple people. I mean, anyone that I was with had been with more people than I had been with. So there was that reality. And I think as long as that person was able to be sensitive to my insecurities about it, and we were able to have like respectful conversations about it, and yeah, also like know that me not having that experience added to the insecurity and weight, I just think there's a way of navigating it that is careful, like makes both people feel safe.
I agree.
And this isn't her responsibility to do, but like I was in a similar situation years ago. I was dating a young lady, and I learned that she had been in a threesome with two guys, and that made me feel very intimidated because I was extremely inexperienced. And I didn't think it was gross or anything, but I was like, oh man, like, I'm just, you know, she's not gonna, how could I possibly please this person, you know? And I watched a little movie called Chasing Amy where the same thing happens to Ben Affleck. And the message I took away from that was that this person wants to be with me, mm-hmm, and she likes me and I like the person she is. And so therefore I like everything that has led her to be this person. Like everything she's gone through has made her the person she is right now. And I like that person quite a bit. And so that gave me more confidence. And I learned to really admire the past that people had before me. And it didn't, I don't know, like, because she never said like, oh, I don't like being with you or anything because of these other things I did. That didn't happen at all. So once I thought of it that way, I did not feel insecure. And I don't know. Now it's like, after that, I was like, oh, the more people you've been with, the better, because I don't know what I'm doing. you know, maybe I can pick up a thing or two. And I don't know. It just like, it really flipped like that. But I understand how that can make, especially a man, feel very insecure. And the way that he reacted was so, so immature and so poor. This is not her. I don't know what to like say to him to make him like have this realization, but it's like definitely not her responsibility. Women need to stop fixing men. Damn it. That's what I say.
Yeah. Then men just need to be better. You know, it's just, yes, like,
but I do think if he's typically like very respectful and mature, and you can have a conversation and say like, I'm really sorry, this makes you feel insecure, you know, intimidated, but if you need to talk about it more, we can, but I'm with you and I love you and that's all that matters to me.
Okay, so here's the more important question. Oh. What Taylor Swift song do we prescribe her?
Ooh.
I have a good one.
Okay.
The Man. Oh. It's like, if I were a man, like, you wouldn't be freaking saying this stuff.
That's true.
Listen to that.
What's the one? Look What You Made Me Do.
Oh, yeah.
Get your power back. If you want to listen to Reputation, like if you want your power back, listen to Reputation.
There you go. All right. Anonymous says, my boyfriend is almost 30. I just turned 27. We live together and have two dogs. The first year was rough as I found out he cheated on me, but didn't find out until a while after it happened, so I stayed because the connection was too strong. I don't think he's cheated physically since then. Fast forward to now. It'll be 3.5 years next month in April. He hasn't proposed, and as far as I'm concerned, has no plan to. He tells me he wants to marry me and wants a family, but just hasn't done it, and I don't know how much longer I should wait. I finally let it go and stopped bringing it up because it was causing too much of a fight. I recently found out that he subscribed $20 a month to a girls' OnlyFans page that he went to high school with, and we constantly have issues with his porn watching and lying about it.
No.
I've said he can watch it, but he continues to take it too far, like the OnlyFans. He won't follow the boundaries I've put in place. Has our time come to an end?
Based on this email and this little bit of information that we have about your relationship, I think you deserve so much better out of a partner, because he has cheated on you, which I'm assuming is physically. He has disrespected your boundaries of, you were even like, it's fine if you watch porn, but he has crossed those lines, and he has he is paying money to see a woman that he knows in a very, what's the word?
Provocative
state.
Thank you.
And I think that you know your worth, and that's why you're writing in about this.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, let's go, Tanya Rad.
I am going to prescribe to you to listen to Taylor Swift's Clean, because you need to be clean of this energy. I feel as though I'm not one of those people that says once a cheater, always a cheater. But I do think that cheating has a character flaw in it. There's something in this man's character that I don't trust. And then the fact that 3 years later, he's going down this path of porn and watching some girls doing it when you say it makes you uncomfortable. Again, from the limited information that you have given us, there's not one part of that email that was like, this is my man, this is my guy, I want to work through this. I feel like this is a no, and go listen to Clean and get your mojo back.
He doesn't respect you. If you give him an inch, he'll take a mile. You tell him it's okay to do porn, and he's not an OnlyFans that he went to high school with. That's a violation, but he'd be like, you said I could watch porn. Like, he's not being respectful, and that's going to continue. It seems to me he's already cheated. Now you're saying, don't cheat on me. He's going to find gray area there that's not physically cheating, but is all kinds of other stuff. I agree. I think we got to move on. I'm sorry, Anonymous. It's time.
Before you listen to Clean, you should listen to This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. You tried.
Or wait, what, Mark, what is the last thing you just said? We got to move on. We got to move on.
Yeah, it's time to move on.
You just did that lyric to another. The right.
You need to calm down.
You need to calm down. Yes. You need to move on.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
Well.
And that'll do it. And just like that.
And just like that.
This episode is over.
We have a great podcast on Thursday. We're going to get a little more into our feels with our guest.
We are going to get into our feels.
Gabby Bernstein is here on Thursday. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, she... really got me thinking about some things.
And then we'll be back next Monday with a great other pod.
A recap of Mexico, if you're there.
Yeah.
TBD. All right. We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.